This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, June 16th. Okay, I am not a war correspondent, but this is what I know. There are approximately 28 air tanker refuelers headed from the United States to Israel. So obviously we'll be helping Israel refuel midair. Second, the U.S. Nimitz aircraft carrier is headed there. Third, Iran, through back channels, is saying it wants to negotiate. So the markets rally because they think the uncertainty is diminishing. Et Al, Israel's airline, has canceled flights to all flights to the 19th, most flights to the 23rd. They said this will be a 14-day campaign. So, obviously, because Israel took out Republican Guard leaders, they just got some more, took out at least six nuclear scientists. Iran's really in a pickle, and I'm sure there's infighting in Iran over all this. So this will be fascinating to watch. In the end, Israel will win, and they'll do the whole world a big favor. So, with that said, that's why the markets are rallying. Now, there's a G7 meeting in Alberta today. It should be called the G15 because a lot of other countries are there, like India, South Africa, South Korea, Australia. The president of Ukraine's there, of course. He likes hanging out, all these things. MBS from Saudi Arabia is there. So, interesting collection. Anyway, it should be called the G15. A lot of them are showing up to cut a deal with Trump and hurry up and agree to the reciprocal tariffs, etc. So that's considered positive, okay? And then the other thing that's going on is, will we have to help Israel? There's Iran has this facility in the mountain. It's very hard to get to. The U.S. has those bunker buster bombs with the B-2s. It'll be interesting to see if Israel can get to that facility. So it's fascinating times we're in. But the bottom line is the uncertainty has diminished. Tomorrow is retail sales. Should be good. Okay? There's 13 categories. We want to see how many of the 13 are up. Gas station sales probably will not be up because gas prices are low. And then are people taking the money they save on gasoline and spending it somewhere else? That's what we want to see. The other thing is we have the FOMC statement on Wednesday. And I'm expecting a dovish statement, mostly because the Beige Book survey was so cautious, with 9 of the 12 Fed districts flat to down. And then, of course, we've had all these rate cuts around the world, and we've had market rates moderate in America. So the Fed's got to have a dovish statement. And also, we've had the good CPI, PPI numbers. I mean, the CPI's beaten economist estimates 4 months in a row. The PPI is negative in the last 3 months. So it's. I hope the Fed is starting to look at the data, okay? I realize President Trump is tormenting Jerome Powell, but, he's going to be retiring soon. So Powell is just serving out his term. But the Fed should cut rates, in my opinion. So we got a lot of potential surprises in the next few days. And Wall Street hates uncertainty, but there'll be a lack of uncertainty as the week progresses. The other thing I want to remind everybody, this is the annual Russell realignment in June. Russell updates their list every Friday. And what's going to happen is the last revision is on Friday the 27th, and then the stocks pop on the 30th. They get added to all the indices because all the what they call tracking managers, index managers are forced to buy the stocks. So that's going on too. So hang on, enjoy the ride, everybody. There's a lot of froth in the market. I would argue that the quantum computing stocks are a bit frothy right now. Obviously, they're doing very good. But and I've done special reports on those stocks. But you know, earnings are working, fundamentals are working, and so enjoy the ride. Take care, everybody. Salim Avelier.